Once I was a sentimental thing. Throw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promised my first dance to winter. To show's a splinter for my little flea. Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room staring up at the ceiling. Spring. Toast. I walk in the park just to kill those lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon, those birds.
But what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. Oh, spring can really hang you up the most.
So they won't hear it breaking. Spring can really hang your mold. College. you up the most. Love came my way, I hold it would last. We had our day, now that's all in the past. Spring came along, a season of song, full of sweet promise, but something went wrong. Doctors once prescribed a time. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Omen winter was a keep praying for snow to hide the clover. Spring can really hang you up the
Well, we did two albums, one with Chaka Khan, whom I'd never worked with before, but I have a lot of respect for her. And I never knew, really, that she was capable of singing this kind of material we did on this album, which was songs like Take the A-Train and Thelonious Monk song called I Mean You. In fact, she wrote some lyrics for I Mean You. And I was very surprised, and I must say that I underestimated her. She was a fantastic lady, fantastic singer. But we did her date with a date. It wasn't Lenny's date, but I mean, we did the date with Chaka in one day, and that's you know, pushing it. The whole album in one day, 2 days. And then we did the small group session with the guys that I mentioned before. And it's just a super record. In fact, I think this record is gonna really let people know that we can still play, you know, the hip stuff. And this is really a super session. And I'm very glad, very honored, and grateful to have been a part of this session. And I really enjoyed it. It was was fantastic. And I hope that the record company really, I hope they realize that they have some of the greatest musicians in the world on this record. And of course, along with Chaka Khan, it really should be a selling record. And once again, it's really a super session. All the best. Thank you.
I feel like I really, just now, really did something musically. It's like when you're doing an art piece, working on a piece, it's like the difference between doodling and a sheet of paper and drawing with a big pen, as opposed to crayon or crayons.
Crayons and oils.
Right? It's that difference. Right. It's like taking a nice piece of canvas, putting it on an easel.
No, I agree.
And really using some fine acrylics and oils to make a masterpiece. And that's how I feel about this.
I feel the same way.
I just hope that we've made a statement. I mean, a real statement that's going to last, will be timeless. You know, like this music is.
It's not 3-month music.
No, it's not. It's some timeless and other stuff of another era. Just like it says. I just hope that the younger kids that don't realize the richness of our heritage and of our music, you know, jazz and blues being like brother and sister, and both of them really being our music, I just hope that the children and younger kids can really grasp onto this. Really appreciate and recognize it.
I think they will because of the fact that it's you doing it. See, I think that you have a lot of artists, they don't realize that they have a lot of power over how that vehicle gets to kids.
The masses.
You know, I mean, the thing is, if you didn't do it, I mean, like if it was someone else.
That's true. A lot of kids will buy my album that won't buy Sarah Vaughan.
That's
unfortunately,
right.
But that's
I
true.
Mean, and now you will get kids to listen to you
just because of who I am,
and they'll go back and listen to Sarah Vaughan.
That's right. I hope I was a door. I hope I was a vehicle.
No, you don't hope. You are. I mean, it's not a matter of hoping. The fact of the matter is, like, you know, we've already done the project,
yeah.
So you will be. It's not like you say, "I hope I am." That's not it at all, because you will be, and you've already done it.
We did. We did a record in 2 days.
Yeah, is that something?
And we didn't rehearse.
That to me is like the stamp of that is the realism of, and that's the reality of the true art.
You know, like when you put
when
you could put good musicians together, it works. I mean, like, it worked like a jam session, but it don't sound like a jam session. Because it really wasn't.
We were very serious.
We just went in and mulled our ideas.
And we were serious. And, I mean, we weren't serious to the point where we were. It was constricting.
Right.
I mean, it was so free and so beautiful and magic.
Yeah.
It was so such magic, the magic, the feeling.
You know, the thing is,
I look at that picture all the time and I think, I try to recapture the feelings that we had. And
you know, I just felt as though that, like, if everybody was made to feel comfortable, that I could get the best, you know.
And you did.
And because
you absolutely did.
And you know,
accomplished something with me that has never been done.
Well, I think that, you know what it is? I think that basically what it is with any artist is if they feel as they're in a safe space, they'll give
with
you
people
all
that are loved and that love them.
Exactly.
They love.
I told you, I said with Chip, Stanley, and Freddie, and Joe. I mean, I already knew.
Yeah, right.
But like with them.
I didn't know Chick, I didn't know Joe, and I knew Stanley, but I didn't.
But when them, when you went and did what you did, and you opened your mouth up and started singing the way you did, it threw them for a loop. Right away, they knew that they had to contend and they embraced you. And they showed you another part of them that they wouldn't show to somebody
That's
else.
That's so beautiful.
You know, and like you got to think about it. You know, and it's great. I don't know what else we can say about it.
No, I don't either, except that Lenny, I want to thank you.
Oh.
Really for giving me, for, you know, being there and being my door. You were my door to this trip. Do you understand that? It may have happened in another date or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I want to thank you for being my door at this time. Because you brought me out of a whole other thing.
I don't know how to take
where I was at. I know, I don't either. But really, that's the way I feel. So we'll close it with that.
Great.
And I love you.